Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, can't trust that day, alohas. Hope you had a terrific weekend and are ready to get this week before Thanksgiving underway today.
Why so down?
Why are you so down?
Why are you so down? What's up?
Mondays.
I suck.
Suck, 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 suck.
Mondays suck.
Yeah, no Sherlock.
But. Tide wait for no man.
Time waits for no man and all that.
Gotta get back to work.
I gotta get back to work.
Hit it.
Here we go. Getting underway with hour number one here on Monday. And by the way, some guests coming up on today's program. Next hour, Brian Boyd, who is a longtime veteran of government service, who has been involved with intelligence work and primarily counterterrorism work, is going to join us. Because this week, in the impeachment fraud hoax in the Kangaroo Court, they're going to have some people with military backgrounds. And Brian also has a military background as well. So we're going to get his take on what they're going to be testifying to. And also, since, as I mentioned, this is the week before Thanksgiving. And by the way, if you're looking forward, as we are, as Bob and the Bobettes are, to our annual Turkey Day tradition of revisiting WKRP in Cincinnati with Wes Nessman, winner of the Ohio Buckeye Award as Best Newsman, and the Great Turkey Drop, that will be on Friday in the 5 o'clock Follies, okay? So mark it down on your calendar. Friday, the 5 o'clock Follies for the WKRP Great Turkey Drop. And speaking of turkeys, also each Thanksgiving leading into the holiday, we check in with the Butterball Helpline, where those of you that may be inexperienced or have had a negative experience in the past in dealing with turkeys, you get help. You get tips from the Butterball Turkey Line Helpline expert lady. And I'm not sure who's going to be this year, but well, these little old ladies that they have on there are great. And I'm not sure which one is going to be this year, but she will be joining us in the 5 o'clock Follies today here on the Bobby Mac Show. Now then, I have this big dramatic announcement to make. Where's our dramatic stab here? There we go. My sources have disclosed to me, and I have here in my little hot hand, the list of pending indictments with which Adam Bullschiff plans to charge President Trump in the impeachment proceedings. Well, there are seven listed indictments so far, beginning with number one. It is alleged that President Trump followed a 20-year-old agreement with Ukraine to investigate all corruption. And we certainly can't have that. Indictable offense number two, tweeting. Indictable offense number three, it is alleged that President Trump at one point put ketchup on a hot dog. Number four, it is also alleged as an impeachable offense that at one point in his life, Donald John Trump did rip the tag off a mattress in violation of federal law. Indictment number five, jaywalking. Indictment number six, spitting on the sidewalk. And indictment number seven, actively being a Republican president. So,
oh, you can't make that stuff up.
There is at least the initial list of indictments against President Trump. Ketchup on the hot dog may be my favorite. Now, here's something that happened at the end of the last work week that you didn't hear about because, of course, it doesn't fit the optics. You see, it doesn't have the gravitas that the left is looking for. It sends, well, you know, just the entirely wrong message. Attorney General William Barr, addressing the Federalist Society dinner in Washington, D.C. Friday night, accused congressional Democrats of, and I quote the AG, sabotaging the Trump administration by implying that the government in power is illegitimate. Mr. Barr saying, and I quote, I deeply admire the American presidency as a political and constitutional institution. Unfortunately, over the past several decades, we have seen a steady encroachment on executive authority by the other branches of government. Immediately after President Trump won the election, Mr. Barr continued, opponents inaugurated what they call the resistance. And they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. The cost of this constant harassment is real. Barr claimed that while Trump's presidency is anything but normal, the public knew what to expect. The fact is that, yes, while the president has certainly thrown out the traditional Beltway playbook and punctilio, he was upfront about what he was going to do, and the people decided that he was going to serve as president. A.G. Barr's comments came on the same day the House Intelligence Committee held its second day of public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry, which have turned up essentially not a zip, zilch, zero. Trump has been caught up in an impeachment inquiry over allegations that he pressured Ukrainian President Zelensky to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who served on the board of the Ukrainian Energy Company. By the way, is John Kerry going to be subpoenaed as a witness? Because his stepson was in business with Hunter Biden and benefited financially from it. Speaking of which, is Joe Biden going to be called? Hunter Biden going to be called? Oh, no, we can't go there. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation here on Monday. Grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. When we come back on the other side, there was a big deal made the end of last week about this pro day workout that was going to give that great patriotic American Colin Kaepernick an opportunity to prove that he was still NFL worthy. And it turned into an absolute zoo, nothing but a PR stunt. Essentially, Kaepernick wanted to use this opportunity to, film another Nike commercial. And it was obvious what the intent was, including the gear that Kaepernick wore to this tryout. That and more is on the way here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. 16 after 3.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's so much malarkey.
Wrong again. Creepy Uncle Joe. By the way, how's your polling going in Iowa there, hair sniffer? Mayor Pete is on a micro surge there in Iowa, anybody cares. 21 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. So I thought the most interesting take on this business with Colin Kaepernick came from Matt Walsh at the Daily Wire. Colin Kaepernick, the former mediocre NFL quarterback who coincidentally discovered a passion for social justice once his star had faded after an abysmal 2015 campaign when he lost 6 of the 8 games he played and posted 6 touchdowns against 5 interceptions, was scheduled to work out for 25 NFL teams this past Saturday. The circumstances of this workout were unusual. Kaepernick has been out of the league since 2016, the same year that he began his infamous anthem protest. But perhaps more salient to his 3 years of unemployment is the fact that he went 1-10 that season, posting only 2,241 yards passing and 16 touchdowns after initially failing to beat out Blaine Gabbert, which is the NFL equivalent of not being able to outperform Sean Spicer in your dance troupe. Kaepernick has done well for himself during his period of joblessness, signing a multi-million dollar deal with Nike and being hailed across the media as a civil rights martyr. But the point is that he'd fallen out of his short-lived prime well before his star-spangled banner annex, and then he spent 3 years shooting Nike ads instead of playing football. I am not aware of any other case of the NFL holding a private mid-season workout on a Saturday, the day before a game, no less, attended by 25 scouts for a backup-level talent who's been out of the league for 35 months. Yet, this is what Kaepernick was given. There is no conceivable football reason for the NFL to go to these lengths for him. He's not a star player and never was a star player. And even if he was a star, it still would be highly unusual and probably unprecedented for the league to stage an event of this sort just for him. But he wasn't good enough for Kaepernick. The Nike salesman pulled out at the last minute, apparently deciding sometime on Saturday morning that he needed the event to be open to the media. The NFL didn't want media, never agreed to have media, and for perfectly understandable reasons. They weren't looking to host a Kaepernickapalooza media spectacle in Week 11 of the regular season. They weren't going to play host to a televised PR stunt for an out-of-work 32-year-old former bench writer. Why would they? How could any sane or reasonable person expect them to? Alas, Kaepernick is plenty sane, but not reasonable, or His reasons are entirely separate from the reasons of a real athlete who really wants to make his way onto an NFL roster. So the man who once wore pig socks, mocking the police during practice, canceled the league-hosted event and staged his own at the last minute, complete with news cameras and journalists who think the guy is a Hall of Famer if he can throw the ball 50 yards to an uncovered receiver. Kaepernick made another conspicuous wardrobe decision, sporting a Kunta Kinte shirt, implicitly comparing himself with a slave. I admit that I'm no history professor, but I'm not sure that the plight of a multimillionaire who had to settle for hawking shoes because he couldn't get a job as a professional football player really bears any resemblance to historical slavery. As if the look-at-me nature of the thing wasn't clear enough, Kaepernick closed out the festivities by ranting to reporters about how, quote, the 32 teams and Roger Goodell are running from the truth and running from the people. Now, I've been on my share of job interviews in my life, but I never considered canceling on my prospective employer at the last minute, demanding that he come to me rather than me to him, and then accusing him of running from the truth when he fails to immediately hire me. That seems very much like the strategy of a man who doesn't actually want the job he's pretending to seek. Consider how the whole thing might have gone if Kaepernick sincerely wanted to play football. He would have attempted to schedule his workout during the offseason when a number of teams are still making basic roster decisions. Then he would have shown up to the venue in a spirit of gratitude and eagerness. He would not have worn a T-shirt advertising his martyr complex. He would not have scolded the NFL in front of news cameras. He would not have insisted on news cameras in the first place because he's applying to be an NFL quarterback, not a cable news talking head. His post-workout comments would have focused on, imagine this, football, and he would have expressed a deep desire to make a roster and help a team win games. Kaepernick said none of that because he's not interested in playing football. He is a self-promoting fraud, and this is his very profitable, I must admit, con. On a pragmatic level, it's hard to argue with Kaepernick's logic. With his diminished skill set and advanced age by football standards, he could at best hope to be a journeyman second stringer, hopping from one roster to the other, waiting for a starter to go down so he can fill in for a few games. Robert Griffin III's case is probably analogous. He's 3 years younger than Cap, was once more promising, but now he earns a couple $1 million a year as Lamar Jackson's mentor and backup. It's a nice way to make a living, to be sure, but not as rich or glamorous as the life of a Nike-sponsored professional martyr. Kaepernick has carved out the latter niche for himself and a comparatively humble existence as a comparatively low-paid bench warmer just not doesn't have the same appeal. That's why Cap and his team of PR reps have made sure to stay in the zone between trying for a job in the NFL and actually getting a job in the NFL. That zone, as they've discovered, is filled with money and clout. With all of this in mind, it would be incredibly stupid and counterproductive for any team to offer Kaepernick a contract. Of course, you can't put it past organizations like the Jets and the Bengals to do incredibly stupid and counterproductive things, so I'll never say never. Nonetheless, he is a washed-up second-string quarterback who, in the very best-case scenario, if he's able to reach the same meager heights he fell from in 2016, might get you 2,000 yards and a dozen or so touchdowns. Most backups in the league can do that or better, and none of them bring a media circus along with them. Nor do they threaten to turn your fan base against you, nor do they have the same potential to rip your locker room apart, nor are they likely to call you a racist when you cut them. Kaepernick's production, even in the best case, could not possibly come close to compensating for the massive downside. I'm not sure that Tom Brady in his prime could have compensated for a downside that steep. And Cap is no Tom Brady, to say the least. Maybe, though, a contract offer from the Bengals would be the most poetic result of all this. After all of his maneuvering to avoid an offer, it would be quite delicious to see him backed into a corner where he has to actually reject one, thereby revealing the whole charade for what it is and always was. Or else he'll have to admit defeat and accept a fate worse than death, becoming a Bengals quarterback. As far as I see it, either of those options would be a fitting and deserved end to the Colin Kaepernick saga. Yeah. Pretty well put. By the way, Eric Reed, Kaepernick's running buddy, who plays, when he deigns to tackle somebody, he plays for the Carolina Panthers, who had an outstanding performance Sunday again yesterday, by the way. Eric Reed and Stephen A. Smith of ESPN got to a knockdown, dragout, loser leave town cage match on Twitter and Instagram over the weekend because Smith was critical. He had the temerity to be critical of Kaepernick and the whole circus. So that's where it stands. We'll see. I don't think anything's going to come of it. It was just, another bogus PR stunt. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and then I'm right back on the other side here on Monday on WORD. We go to the phones next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What?
Howdy, welcome back. Great to have you along. What's that big yellow thing hanging there in the sky? Oh, my God. It's a giant nuclear reactor. I snuck out this morning and played a quick nine holes over at the just aforementioned in the commercial break, Preserve It for Day. It was chilly. Nippy sun was trying to battle its way through, couldn't quite make it. But it's out there now, and that's a good thing. It should warm us up substantially here in the closing. How many minutes are left of sunlight today, Moneypenny, pending early sunset again?
14 more minutes.
14. Okay, thank you. To the phones we go. Let's get our leadoff batter for Monday in here today. That is Toby, who is in Clinton. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
How's the president of the South doing?
So far, so good.
That's great. I tell you, I found out where Murphy's at. He's at GSP trying to get out of town.
and all those government bureaucrats. The TSA's had him held up forever.
Sure do. They're giving him a strip search. Checking out every little flea. Doing a background check on everyone.
Reminds me of a meme I saw on, I think it was on Twitter the other day. It was a picture of a very handsome German Shepherd. And you know that creepy Uncle Joe Biden has a propensity to sniff around things? And Biden was on the south end of the northbound German Shepherd sniffing away.
Oh, Lord, I hope he don't hike up the leg.
It was quite a picture, I can tell you that.
Well, the reason I call about this, so supposedly this hearing that we're supposed to be they're having in Washington, to me, what I've been looking and hearing on the talking heads and everything, This is more like a body count for the Democrats. They're burying themselves.
They certainly
trying to bury Trump.
Considering that they were going to be leading off with their blockbuster star witnesses, you know, and they got well. Have you ever met President Trump? No. Were you listening to the phone call? No. You think the president did anything illegal? Do you have any evidence the president did anything illegal? No. Okay, all right.
Where's the smoking gun of all this stuff?
There is none.
I mean, my goodness, they was doing all these closed-door meetings and everything, and then it's like, hey, let's put it before, I mean, if this is all you had behind them closed doors and you want to come out and say, hey, public, this is what we got, you're looking like an idiot.
Yeah, they are. And if they had any credibility to begin with, it is rapidly diminishing. They have all the credibility of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you the way they talk about our president on some of these talking head programs.
Oh God,
I'm surprised they don't end up like the Godfather scene when they find the horse's head in the bed.
Well, that's the Clintons you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does anybody on the planet ever have 54 friends who committed suicide? Come on,
I tell you. They all must have drunk the Kool-Aid too much too early.
Well, they had a roadmap to where the bodies were buried, and as you know, that's a sure way to find yourself in the obituary pages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks, Toby. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. Ernie is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. Ernie, thanks for patiently waiting. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Bobby Mac. My question has to do with the trial in the Senate, should it come to that.
Okay.
We know that the Democrats over in the House in this impeachment inquiry, basically, they have carte blanche. They can do anything they want, say anything they want, bring any witnesses, refuse witnesses, et cetera.
Correct.
But when it comes to the trial in the Senate,
uh-huh,
don't the Republicans then have the right to subpoena and require, like, the whistleblower and anybody else they want to testify?
Well, as Groucho Marx used to say back in the day, you bet your life.
That's what I thought. I'm just wondering if the Democrats are going to be stupid enough to actually bring a bill of impeachment and vote on it.
It's going to be very interesting to see, because Pelosi didn't really want to be at this point anyhow. She got backed into a corner by AOC and Al Green and Adam Schiff, and the rest of them have been calling for the president's impeachment since the night he was elected, even before he was inaugurated. But yeah, your assessment is correct, Ernie. They can call Adam Schiff. They can call the whistleblower. They can call Joe Biden. They can call Hunter Biden. They could call Barack Hussein Obama.
In regard to the witnesses that they can call, can't they also subpoena all of their records, phone records, text messages, et cetera?
I would think so. Now, I know that a grand jury certainly has subpoena power, and I would guess that in a trial in the Senate that they would as well. But that's all I'm doing is hazarding a guess. But I'll give you a marginal yes.
If there's anybody out there that might be a scholar in that regard,
yeah,
I appreciate them calling in and letting us know.
Yeah, it would be interesting. But the $64 question still remains. Does Pelosi have the cojones to actually come up with a bill of particulars, some alleged illegalities, some high crimes and misdemeanors that Donald Trump may have committed that they can put down on paper and actually have a vote on in the House? Because you've got to remember, and I'm sure you know this as well as I do, Ernie, there are 31 Democrat members of that House that come from districts who voted for President Trump.
Yeah.
And this really places them between the proverbial rock and the hard place.
And like I say, if they're stupid enough to do it,
yeah,
I'm just interested in what the Republicans can do at the trial, because if they can do that, they can impeach. If they can subpoena all of those people that you mentioned, as well as all of their phone records for the period of time,
mm-hmm,
all of their text messages, all of that stuff, the Democrats are going to look really, really bad.
Let me respond to that in this way, Ernie, merely by saying people who have nothing to hide don't destroy their phones with hammers.
Gee, would you be referring to the former first lady?
Well, I'll leave that to your discretion.
Hey, Bobby.
Thanks, Ernie. I appreciate the call. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. When we come right back, remember how the media was saying for a long while that we had 15 million illegals in this country? And then they, about 8 years ago, they settled on the number of 11 million illegal aliens in this country. Well, there is a shocker from that bastion of conservatism, Yale, that puts the lie to all of that. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey.
All right, Dan.
3:51 now, 9 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Coming up on the other side of the news as we lead off hour number 2, we'll be talking to Brian Boyd, a former Green Beret and been around counterterrorism work for a long time. We're going to talk to him about some of these people with military backgrounds who are going to be the latest witnesses, if that's the right word, because many of them that have testified so far have no idea what actually was said on the phone call. So Brian will join me right after 4. I mentioned this story today. It's you're not going to see, again, you know, much of what I talk about on the show, and Tara does as well, is not going to be on the evening newscast or certainly on BSLSD or any of the rest. The illegal immigrant population is as high as 29.5 million, far more than the 11 million accepted by experts and the government, according to an explosive new report from three Yale University experts. The ELI, of course, not exactly a bastion of conservatism, as I'm sure you're aware. Quote, our results lead us to the conclusion that the widely accepted estimate of 11.3 million undocumented immigrants, that would be illegal aliens, in the U.S. is too small. Our model estimates indicate that the true number is likely to be larger, with an estimated 95% probability interval ranging from 16.9 to 29.5 million undocumented immigrants, said the report published by PLOS-1, that is an academic journal. The authors from Yale School of Management said the average in their new model is about 22 million, exactly twice the number accepted by the Census Bureau and other so-called experts. The mean estimate based on our simulation analysis is 22.1 million, essentially double the current widely accepted estimate, they wrote. The estimate considers the flow of illegals differently than other models. The report, however, was assailed by the Center for Immigration Studies that has long surveyed the population of illegals and is a proponent of curbing it, Steve Camerata, the center's direction of research, issued a statement rejecting the Yale numbers, saying their findings are unsupportable. Accepting that there are 22 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. also requires accepting that every Census Bureau survey missed huge numbers of people and that most administrative data from the federal government is woefully incomplete. There is no body of research that corroborates such a claim. The new report, sure to heat up the debate in Washington over the illegal immigrant population and the costs associated with housing and caring for them, comes as the administration is trying to build the southern border wall, cut back on asylum entries, and bar immigrants who can't prove they won't end up on welfare. One other note on this issue as well from Adam Shaw at Fox News. Nearly 80,000 immigrants approved for DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which shields those who came to the country illegally as minors from deportation. Nearly 80,000 have an arrest record, including arrests for violent or sexual offenses. The data released over the weekend by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services shows only arrests or apprehensions for a criminal offense or an immigration-related civil offense and does not take into account whether there was a conviction, acquittal, dismissal, or lessening of charges. The report finds that of nearly 889,000 applicants for the DACA program, 110,000 had arrest records. Of the more than 765,000 approved for DACA, 79,398 had arrest records. Of that number, 67,861 were arrested before their most recent DACA approval, while 15,903 were arrested after their most recent approval. The offenses incurred by DACA requesters who were arrested before their most recent approval include battery, assault, burglary, breaking and entering, rape, murder, and theft or larceny. The largest population arrested were suspected of driving-related offenses, including DUIs and immigration-related offenses. The report comes as the Obama-era program's constitutionality is under examination at the Supreme Court. Oral arguments in the case began this week. As DACA continues to be the subject of both public discourse and ongoing litigation, USCIS remains committed to ensuring transparency and that the American people are informed about those receiving DACA, said Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of USCIS. This agency is obligated to continue accepting DACA requests from illegal aliens as a direct result of the previous administration's decision to circumvent the laws passed by Congress. We hope this data provides a better sense of the reality of those granted the privilege of a temporary deferral of removal action and work authorization. The Trump administration announced its plan to phase out the program in 2017, only to have the federal courts rule that it could not apply retroactively and that DACA should be restarted in full. White House has fought back against those decisions, saying the president has broad authority over immigration and enforcement policy. So there's the latest. When I'm back on the other side, we talk about what's happening in this week's kangaroo court so-called impeachment trials with Brian Boyd. That's next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.